Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. In each of our lives, there are things which we have done or things that have been done to us that give us shame. For the acts we have committed or the lies we have told, there is self-guilt. If left unchecked, the oppression of guilt condemns us into despair. For the acts done against us, we have doubt and question whether they were our fault. These doubts and the constant second-guessing haunt us and drag us down. When we are in this condition, it seems all of life conspires against us to bring us hopelessness and condemnation. We look for temporary relief in sex, drugs, friendships, alcohol, money, and more. Yet we continue to thirst for lasting liberation from our despair. As time progresses, we believe that there is no hope. Everything we do to try to escape our pain only drags us deeper into our sinful morass. There is no peace. There is no hope. I'm here to tell you, I've been there, and peace and hope can be found. Despite the fact that we may have despair, all of us have good experiences that have taught us many things. All of us have had some sort of training, whether on the job, in life, or in formal education. All of this, combined with the special gifts we are given by the Holy Spirit, make us very special people indeed. If we study the book of Ephesians, we see in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." It is interesting to see how we all were, and then how we are, or can be, by what God did in love through Christ Jesus. After we are saved by grace, we have the awesome privilege of doing good works. And the joy that comes through these good works heals us from past hurts. Maybe you don't think you're equipped or talented or blessed with special skills and even still feel guilty and shamed by past sin. But the Word says that God has forgiven us of our past if we have asked Him to. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Stop clinging to the past. If you have accepted Christ, you are new. God has a specific plan for your life. It is stated in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." He promises to work everything out together for good for those who love Him. This includes all of our past experiences, both good and bad. He will work them for good. Romans 8:28-31 states, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" My first mission trip was to India, and no one on the team but my pastor and his wife knew of my dreadful past. I didn't know if I would be judged by the others based on this past, but the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And they overcame him, the devil, meaning the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Holy Spirit asked me to share my testimony in India. I was afraid, But I had to make a decision to be transparent, to trust God and to believe in His love for me. I had to give up my selfish life and fear of how others regarded me to witness to Christ's transforming work in me. I chose to witness for Jesus. I chose Jesus. I chose His love. I chose to believe. I chose to trust. In that came eternal life, but also life in the here and now. I am alive. I have peace. So many have come to Christ, both in India and all around the world, because of my choice to follow Him. Therefore, I am here to tell you, don't let the enemy, through fear of what others may say or think, rob you of your testimony and the joy of service for the King. You have much to offer, and God Himself has equipped you. Each of you has a story. The story is a tool in the Master's hand, and He will use it for His glory. Seek the Lord for where and how He wants you to serve. He only requires your faithfulness through your loyalty and love. If you do not know Jesus, if you are tired of running and living a life of death, if you have no peace, and if you are in despair and feel lost, abandoned, and hopeless, know that there is hope. God has sent me and countless others around the world with a message of repentance, forgiveness, love, and hope. Ask Him into your heart today and allow Him to blend the disappointments of your life into a beautiful song to bring Him glory. Will you? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I know that without You I have no peace and no hope, but in You I will have eternal life. I will have hope unbounded. Please come into my heart and take me as Your own. Save me, cleanse me, and make me new. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, here I am. Use my hands and use my feet in Your service. Make me a blessing so that through my life and my past, others may be led to You. Make my whole life reflect Your goodness and mercy. May others see in me Your truth, compassion, hope, and promises of Your future plans for them. May my life be the yes and amen that You desire. May my service bring confirmation of Your everlasting love. In Jesus' name, amen. So get out there and use your talents. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, that's P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.